Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Welcome to Share Talk. Today we have CEO Andrew Pearson of the smart home specialist Lightwave RF PLC, ticker LWRF on AIM. Welcome, Andrew.
Oh, hi, John. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So you've had some news out recently about a placing. Do you want to get straight into that, please?
Yeah, sure. Happy to share a little more detail. So we've done a 5 million placing. It's split into two parts. There's a specific reason to that, because one of the institutions that's coming in requires us to put in place VCT clearance, Venture Capital Trust clearance, which is a formality but is a process, takes a little bit of time. So that's why it's been split up into two parts, initial placing and then a second one with the timing that we shared on the RNS. We've also done an open offer as well, obviously subject to shareholder approval in due course, and that's primarily designed for existing investors at the time of the first placing to invest on a pro rata basis to obviously avoid dilution if they so wish. So we'll see what happens with that. Extra funds for the company too. But also, you know, it's the opportunity to be fair to everybody, and so they can participate if they wish. So that's the overall structure. So there's three institutions in the placing and subscription, and we're not able to share who they are yet because of the normal processes. You know, we announced this a couple of days ago, and we're going through the various processes that will lead to disclosure in due course, but we're not there yet. But I'm very pleased to have, you know, three very strong and well-known reputable institutions supporting the company. It's what we need, and very pleased that they've shared you know, with me that they're interested in our vision and our strategy, as I've shared with them, and they're going to come on that journey with us.
Okay, in terms of this 1 million open offer to shareholders, can you just explain a little bit more about how that will work? Is that only going to be available to existing shareholders?
Yeah, that's correct. So it'll be available to existing shareholders as of the time of the first placing. So it'll be available in theory to the people who came into the first placing, but we'll see what they do. But fundamentally, it's designed for our existing shareholders to understand whether or not they wish to participate, obviously to avoid dilution in the fundraising. So it's really to be fair to all of the existing shareholders is our fundamental motivation. It's not expressly designed to raise yet more funds. It's specifically to be fair to shareholders.
So you've stated that some of the funds are going to go towards sales and marketing, others are going to go towards product development and general sort of capital working purposes. I mean, can you be a little bit more specific about what it is you're going to be doing in those two key areas?
Sure, yeah, I can give some more color. So on the product side, you know, we have just launched our Generation 2. The first devices in that next generation technology. This technology is Apple HomeKit certified, as I think we talked about on our last interview.
Yeah.
And that's now obviously available Apple online, and will be very shortly available. We're told 14th of November by Apple on an informal basis that it'll be out on their shelves in stores here in the UK and one or two other countries too. So that happens very soon. We're very pleased with the initial launch, and the sell-through rate is good too. However, we've got 80 or so devices in total, and only four of those are in the Generation 2 launch phase. We've got our Link Plus. We have a socket and two dimmers, and we've got a whole lot more product in power, heating and lighting, of course. So the immediate challenge and opportunity for us is to essentially roll out our Generation 2 technology across all of our product range and bring to market over the months ahead and into next calendar year, a whole range of Generation 2 products, if you like, to build out the entire suite of products so that you have two generations differentiated by price and functionality, of course, all of which work together with our new Link Plus. Both Generation 1 and Generation 2 devices work with Link Plus, and that offers the market a very wide and open set of choices for building their smart home. So that's the first task, if you will, in terms of the use of the funds to develop a Generation 2 technology range to parallel Generation 1. We also have a significant number of ideas, some of which are in prototypes, some of which are just ideas for new devices to bring to market. And you won't see anything in the next month or two, but as we head into next calendar year, we'll make some announcements and ultimately bring to market some new devices in our core areas, are also considering extending into adjacent areas. But until we get those ready for market, I won't say anything more about those. But, you know, we're going to continue to invest in R&D, as we always have done as a company, and develop some new products as well as modernize our existing current range. So that's really the focus, certainly in the near to midterm, from a product perspective. In terms of sales and marketing, well, we don't actually do any marketing right now, so we'll be doing some for the first time, really. We do sales, of course. We have a small sales team, both from the direct sales perspective and also channel sales, which is a significant part of our model in terms of wholesalers and retailers. We'll make some incremental hires in the sales arena to enable us to expand our coverage and drive more business. But really, the focus there is going to be in the marketing arena, which, other than the design and launch of a new website a number of weeks ago as part of the Generation 2 launch, we really invested very little, in fact, nearly zero in marketing in effect. So pivoting around the new website, we'll be creating a lot more content to help our customers, both existing and new, get a lot more out of their technology and the new Generation 2 products. So a lot more videos and help guides and how-to-dos and examples and that kind of content. We'll be investing in digital marketing to drive demand to our website and ultimately to our sales, both direct and indirect sales capabilities. We've never really done that ever, actually, as a company previously. So a lot of investment in that, as all modern companies do, of course, using the internet. And then we'll be looking at other marketing expenditure too. I would imagine we'll do some shows next year, and we'll look at the mix in general in the period ahead here. We'll also build a small marketing team, which we have never had as a company here too, and that's going to be my near term focus, really, is to get that team up and running and get a leader for that team and begin to understand how best to spend to drive revenue and revenue growth during 2018. So that's really the core focus points, really. I think, you know, we put out a trading statement, as many people saw a number of weeks ago, you know, which showed that our revenues kind of nearly doubled, actually above double. Once the auditors have done their work, we're pretty sure it'll be above double. That's what the trading statement said. And over last year to the fiscal year end of September, and you know, we achieved that doubling of revenues, you know, quite frankly, with zero marketing spend. And I'm sure we can do a lot better than zero marketing spend once we actually get to work here and drive revenues forward. So that's really the focus areas. You know, we'll see how that goes and calibrate our marketing spend based on success in terms of outcomes and increase or decrease it accordingly. That's just normal business for any marketeer, as everybody knows. So that's the key focus areas, both in product and sales and marketing. Obviously, as any company expands, it needs some working capital, and that's a given, and that's obviously in the use of funds too.
So, I mean, in terms of retailers that offer your products, there's been a lot of mention about Apple of late in recent RNSs, but what about, you know, other retailers, maybe like B&Q or John Lewis or Currys or any of these sort of, you know, point of sale electronics stores? Are you looking to target those in the near future?
Yes, we are. I mean, right now we're only available in a small proportion of the possible retail outlets that we can use to get to market, and we'd like to see more of that. And we've just appointed a distribution sales manager to work with our distributor in the retail space to really drive, you know, new range discussions with all of those people you mentioned and more to get the widest possible, you know, coverage in the retail sector. It's one of three, you know, routes to market that we have. Wholesale, retail, and direct are our three routes, and we're going to be investing all of them. But retail is probably the biggest opportunity because we aren't that widely carried as yet. And the Generation 2 technology, Apple HomeKit certified technology, gives us an opportunity to have those dialogues with those organizations. It's something new and something interesting. And obviously, Apple is a retail channel, but we, you know, we're under no illusions that that is our only route to market in retail. It's obviously a very interesting and valuable one, and I'm sure it will take its place. But, you know, there's only 35 or so Apple stores in this country, and there are many hundreds of other stores from the people you've named and others that we'd like to be into.
Okay, so just to finish off, what can shareholders expect to see in terms of the key milestones next year for the first half of 2018 from yourselves?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we're looking to drive, you know, the company forward from a revenue growth perspective. You know, at the top level, that's what everybody's trying to do, of course, so that's kind of obvious. As I said earlier when we were talking about products, we'll be launching, you know, a much wider range of Generation 2 Apple HomeKit certified products to match our Generation 1 product range. Right now, we've only got a few, a handful in the launch phase here. So we'll build out the Generation 2 range. And as I said earlier, we also have some new product ideas, some of which are real prototypes that we can get ready for market quite quickly. Now we have some funds, and some which are just, you know, drawing board ideas. They're probably going to be in the market in the second half of next year rather than the first half. But you know, we can get to work now that we have the funds on those ideas, both near and midterm. So that's broadly what you'll see. I'd love to be able to, you know, announce that we've added retailers per the previous, you know, answer I gave to that question, and hopefully that will occur. And but those conversations are ongoing yet, and we're not, you know, signed up. So that is definitely a focus. And as I said, you'll see the company being a lot more visible as we begin really for the first time to invest in marketing spend.
Okay, Andrew, thank you for your time today.
Yes, thanks very much. And one final point, the company is now called Lightwave. Lightwave RF PLC is our formal legal name, but we're calling the company Lightwave from a brand perspective. That's what the new website says, and that's what everybody calls us anyway out there in the marketplace, quite frankly. So that's our name.
Makes perfect sense to me. So that's Andrew Pearson, CEO of Lightwave, ticker LWRF, listed on AIM. Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.